Well, migration is a fundamental component of the nation we live in. Be it 100,000 years ago or yesterday, we are all part of the story that is Australia. Reflecting one of the many flavours of this story is the Migration Museum's Croatian exhibition, which has been extended by another month. To learn more about it, we're joined by one of the curators, Katarina Klarić. Good morning, Katarina.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Excellent, and thank you for joining us on Breakfast this morning. So I'm wondering if you could start by telling us, it must have been, you know, quite an exacting brief to represent such a, you know, big cultural aspect of the community in one exhibition. How did you feel about undertaking the project?
Yeah, sure. It is a bit of an undertaking to represent the whole community. Well, the Migration Museum has this particular gallery, the Forum Gallery, that really exists to allow communities to represent themselves in a way they want to, and the Migration Museum supports that. So this was really an initiative of the Croatian Community Council, mm-hmm. and the project was primarily driven by Associate Professor Vesna Drapac from the University of Adelaide History Department. And she wrote all the text and did a lot of work getting all the objects together.
Okay. So you did a lot of work with her in putting the whole thing together.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was really a lot of members of the community who came in to help out in any way they could.
So where did you find some of the items and stories that were on display? How did you go about sourcing those?
Yeah, well, they came from a lot of different places. Bringing together all the different elements of our community. So we have some things from the Catholic Diocese Centre. So the Archbishop Beović, who was Archbishop of Adelaide for 30 years, his father was actually Croatian, and he did a lot of work for migrants in South Australia, and he was even given a medal by the Italian government for his services in that area, which is included in the exhibition. And we have his mitre and ceremonial gloves, as the church was obviously a great meeting point for our community. We have things from the Performing Arts Collection of South Australia. Adelaideans will remember La Mama Theatre, which was run by Bruno Knez and his wife Vali, who are Croats, and from the Croatian Club archives and the Sports Centre, and really just kind of everyday objects that people have that kind of remind them of learning Croatian and English here.
Mm. Well, Katarina, you mentioned that the particular display area is created by the museum for cultures to express themselves and display how they wish to be, I suppose, represented or seen.
Yes.
That seems a very progressive step for a museum. Is it always, was it grasped enthusiastically by the community?
Absolutely. I'm glad to say we've had very positive feedback. And the Migration Museum said they've had really good numbers and people from interstate who have heard about it and come in especially for it. And actually, yeah, this has been going for a long time, this particular community gallery at the museum. The last Croatian exhibition was in 1992, so it was quite a different situation back then. Mm. So it was good to do something again.
I know that Croatians weren't really counted in the census before 1996.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a, yeah, as you say, a different time. But the cultural impact is still very much there and very much with us today. What are some of the themes that you get the sense of when you go through the exhibition?
Well, while it is at a museum, I think it's important to say it's not really a historical exhibition. So while we wanted to pay tribute to all the first founders of our community here, especially in that post-war period, while there were Croatians before that, the people who came here post-war really came with nothing, and everything they did and built was from their own motivation. But I think what we wanted to present was that it's still a very much thriving community, as active as ever. We still have our radio, our School of Languages, our dance group, and I think we wanted to just show how Croatians have positively contributed to the community in all these various ways.
Mm, what are some of the main examples that really stick out to you? I know soccer is a big part of Croatian community. They really had an impact on it here?
Oh, absolutely, and I think Coincidentally, Croatia's recent success in the World Cup has brought a lot of attention to us. And it's true, soccer's a huge part of a Croatian community. The first club here was established in 1952, and it produced, that was when soccer was really barely recognised in Australia. And a lot of players then have gone on to real success and play for Australia. I mean, the current captain of the Socceroos is a Croat, Mile Jedinak.
Katarina, has the getting the exhibition together and seeing, you know, people come through and check it out changed anything for you about how you've appreciated Croatian culture?
Yeah, immensely. In really ways I didn't expect. I think I grew up in this community, but I think a lot of people, at least I did, young people, take everything that exists for granted, the clubs, the soccer, the dance group, the schools, and actually it didn't always exist. I think what struck me more than anything is how much effort the early pioneers put in to build all of these things, really just out of goodwill and like that need to belong to something, their old culture, but also integrating into the new one. I think that's important, how they really did see themselves as Australian and Croatian.
So why is it important, at least in the Croatian context, to remember the stories of those who initially came to start new lives here?
Because it's Australian history.
Yeah.
It's not just Croatian history. This is who South Australia is made up of. And I think this exhibition is important because it reflects all the migrant stories in some way, and I think a lot of people can relate to it. And I think the Croatian context is interesting in particular because, as you mentioned before, we weren't really recognised as Croatians in that post-war period, and one of what we have in there is some documents from the National Archives that kind of show how those migrants in the 50s, if they wrote Croatian as part of the nationality, in a lot of them it was crossed out and Yugoslav or stateless was put in. So it was really a fight for our self-identification, which was built by all these various groups. And I would like to add that in 1992, the Australian government was really the second in the world to recognise Croatia's independence. And I feel like that has to have come from
the positive influence of the people who initially came. Absolutely. So you mentioned the exhibition has been extended by a whole month.
Yeah.
Where do people need to go and when to see it?
That's right. So now it's on to the end of September. It's, well, at the Migration Museum, yeah. Kintore Avenue.
Kintore Avenue, just behind the library, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 10 till 5, I think that's the time.
10 till 5. Every day. Every day, weekends, even though it's a small exhibition in space, there's really a lot there. And if you take the time to really take in all the objects and text, I think it's quite enjoyable.
Are you going to be marking the end of it? Is there going to be a lunch or something?
Well, we've had a few events over the last few months, but since it's coming to the end of the run, I think we will do something, but we haven't decided yet. There will be probably some kind of celebration.
Well, you've still got a month to work that out, and you, dear listeners, still have a month to go and see a piece of the state's history at the Croatian exhibition at the Migration Museum. So, Katarina Klarić, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
That was the Croatian exhibition co-curator, Katarina Klarić. The exhibition is open from 10 till 5 until the 30th of September.